Hello, friends. Today we are going to be reading 1 Kings chapter 5. I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. I did not post an episode yesterday because of that. So hopefully you guys all enjoyed your Thanksgiving with your families. Before we get started, let's go ahead and pray over the word that we'll receive today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the people you've placed in our lives and for all the blessings you've poured down in our lives. We pray, Lord, that as we seek to grow closer to you, that you would just give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to be able to grasp this message we're about to receive, to put it to work into our own lives, and to be able to share it with whoever needs to hear it. Help us, Lord, to bear the fruits of your Spirit in each and every moment of our lives, and Holy Spirit, just be breathed into us. Help us to walk in your guidance and discernment as we go about our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This first section is called Solomon Prepares to Build the Temple. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon because he had heard that they had anointed him king in place of his father, for Hiram had always loved David. Then Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, "You know how my father David could not build a house for the name of the Lord his God, because of the wars which were fought against him on every side, until the Lord put his foes under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence, and behold, I propose to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spoke to my father David, saying, 'Your son, whom I will set on your throne in your place, he shall build the house for my name.' Now therefore command that they cut down cedars for me from Lebanon, and my servants will be with your servants, and I will pay you wages for your servants according to whatever you say. For you know there is none among us who has skill to cut timber like the Sidonians." So it was, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly and said, "Blessed be the Lord this day, for he has given David a wise son over this great people." Then Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, "I have considered the message which you sent me, and I will do all you desire concerning the cedar and cypress logs. My servants shall bring them down from the Lebanon to the sea. I will float them in rafts by sea to the place you indicate to me, and will have them broken apart there. Then you can take them away, and you shall fulfill my desire by giving food for my household." Then Hiram gave Solomon cedar and cypress logs according to all his desire. And Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 cores of wheat as food for his household and 20 cores of pressed oil. Thus Solomon gave to Hiram year by year. So the Lord gave Solomon wisdom, as he had promised him. And there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and the two of them made a treaty together. Then King Solomon raised up a labor force out of all Israel, and the labor force was 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month in shifts. They were 1 month in Lebanon and 2 months at home. Adoniram was in charge of the labor force. Solomon had 70,000 who carried burdens and 80,000 who quarried stone in the mountains, besides 3,300 from the chiefs of Solomon's deputies who supervised the people who labored in the work. And the king commanded them to quarry large stones, costly stones, and hewn stones, to lay the foundation of the temple. So Solomon's builders, Hiram's builders, and the Gebalites quarried them, and they prepared timber and stones to build the temple. So that is the end of chapter 5. And in this chapter, Solomon tells Hiram that he knew of his father wanting to build a house for the name of the Lord. So obviously, Hiram and King David had a very close relationship, and David felt that he was able to trust Hiram with this information. We don't know if Hiram was actually someone who believed in the same God as David, but what we do know is that Hiram respected God. And obviously, with the influence of David in his life, David was most likely guiding him in the right way to see God's love for him. This also goes to show, just because you were not born into a certain family or raised a certain way, does not mean that you are not good enough to be guided in this certain path with God. God loves each and every one of us, and none of us are worthy of being called his children, but he does call us his children because he loves us, and not because of anything that we do, how we were raised, or what family we were born into. Just like Hiram, we are loved and cherished and trusted. So whenever you feel attacks of the enemy trying to tell you that you're not worthy and that you will never measure up, just stand on the fact that God loves you and that he died for you, not because of anything that you did, but just because he loved you. I hope that this message reached whoever it needed to. I hope you guys enjoyed this message, and that's all the time that I have. So till next time.